Good morning. Welcome to our live service from St. Matthew's Surbiton, or rather the Vicarage of St. Matthew's Surbiton. It's good to have you worshipping with us this morning. We have the last of our series in Are You Sitting Comfortably? And we are going to join together in worshipping and praising God together and enjoying the community that we were able to focus and foster in this style of worship together. We are first of all going to say some opening words of worship and welcome, and the words will come up on the screen. God, the maker, maker of colour, sound, texture, quietness, and the restless beauty in living things, we bless you. God, the maker, maker of granite and mustard seed, of grey cloud and starlight, of earthquake and heartbeat, we bless you. God, our maker, we, the children of your love, the creatures of your kindness, the guardians of your creation, bless you. We bless you for your making and trusting, your loving and never-ending goodness. Amen. We are going to sing now, and it's one that just gets your toe tapping. So we're going to sing together, Teach Me to Dance to the Beat of Your Heart.
Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to move in the power of your spirit. Teach me to walk in the light of your presence. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to walk in your heart of compassion. Teach me to trust.
Sorry about that. Not very expert banner putting up. Apologise for that. So I think it's me saying sorry, isn't it? But now it's the opportunity for everybody to say sorry in our time of confession. And this week we're going to do something a bit different, certainly something that the 915ers amongst you aren't quite used to. We are going to use our hands to help us with our confession, use actions to reinforce what we want to say. So we know that God is love and that God loves all that he has made. However, our lives, let's be honest, are far from perfect. we know we're not the best that we can be. Sin has spoilt our lives and God's world. God accepts us as we are and loves us as we are, but he loves us too much to leave us just as we are. That's why he asks us to come and say sorry, and through his son Jesus Christ, he's allowed us to do that. So this is a way of bringing all that is sin, all that we've done wrong, and asking God for his forgiveness. So as we do this, I'd like you to make a fist. And I'd like you to think of the speed to be sorry. Think of the times, maybe this week, when we've got angry with people. Maybe not this week, maybe in the last month, or maybe in the last 3 months, let's be honest. When we've got angry and we say sorry that we've got angry, Heavenly Father. Then I'd like you to point away from yourself with your index finger. We're sorry for the times we've blamed others and seen things wrong in others without recognizing what we have done wrong. Then I want you to close your hand and hold it to your chest and say, Heavenly Father, we are sorry for the times we have kept things selfishly to ourselves and not been prepared to give to those who are in need. Then let's put our hands over our mouth and say, we are sorry, God, for the foolish words and unkind words we have spoken when we've hurt other people. Then let's put our hands over our eyes and say, we are sorry that we have deliberately chosen not to see the good things we could have done to help other people. And then put our hand over our ear and say, we are sorry for the times we have not listened to the cries of those who are poor or who suffer injustice. Jesus says, if you are tired from carrying heavy burdens, come to me and I will give you rest. So we bring all that we are to Jesus, all our sins and our failure to love. And we say, thank you that you died for us so that we might be forgiven and start a new life in the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. And may Almighty God, who sent his Son into the world to save sinners, bring you his pardon and his peace, now and forever. Amen. So we are now going to turn to the final part of our sermon series, Are You Sitting Comfortably? This is when a member of our congregation reads us a story and we spend the rest of the service thinking about what the story's message might be for us as Christians in the world. We've had some really great discussions flowing from them and they've been very timely as well. And today is no different. I'm delighted that we have had Philippa Alexander read a story. She's not entirely technically enabled. I don't think she'll mind me saying that. So we have her recording reading us a story. So as it says, if you're sitting comfortably. Now, I do just have to remind you that, of course, at the end of this story, she's going to say, and all God's children said, and the response from all of us, please, is Amen. So are you sitting comfortably? In which case, Philippa will begin.
A Child's Garden, A Story of Hope by Michael Foreman. The boy saw it after a night of rain, a speck of green in the rubble, keeping up towards the sunlight. He moved some broken bricks so that nothing would fall and crush the tiny plant. He didn't know what sort of plant it was, a flower or a weed. He just knew it would struggle to survive. The boy searched around and found an old can which held a little rainwater. He brought it to the plant. Drink up, he whispered. Drink up. The sun was climbing in the sky and the boy gave the plant shade with some old sacking and wire. Boy's world was a place of ruin and rubble, ringed by a fence of barbed wire. In the hot, dry summer, the air was thick with dust. Faraway hills shimmered in the haze. The boy knew that cool streams flowed in those hills. He used to go there with his father, but now the hills were on the wrong side of the wire. Over the following weeks, he cared for his secret garden. Soon the green tendrils reached to the high barbed wire, and now the boy could tell it was a vine, a grapevine. It spread along the fence and gave shade to its own tender roots, which in turn sent out more shoots. Birds and butterflies came bringing seeds and pollen on their wings. The garden grew. It was no longer a secret. Friends came to sit in its shade, and it became a playground for the children. But one day, the soldiers came and destroyed everything. They threw the vine in a ditch on the other side of the wire. The boy thought his heart would break. Winter came. The boy and his family shivered in the cold and damp of their ruined home. Spring came late. After the first night of rain for weeks, the boy noticed several green shoots all along the ditch. Some seeds from his vine must have survived the winter. He worried about the new shoots. He couldn't get close enough to water them. They were on the other side of the wire. Then one evening, he saw a little girl playing by the ditch. She had a bucket and she was sprinkling water on the tiny plant. Each evening she returned. The boy hoped the soldiers wouldn't notice, but they didn't seem to mind plants growing on their side of the fence. Then one day the boy saw tiny specks of green peeping from the rubble where his garden had been. "Look," he yelled, "come and see, my vine has come back." He began collecting water and once more tended his garden. Soon it reached the wire where it became entwined with the green tendrils from the little girl's side. The barbed wire disappeared under leafy shade, and the new garden became home once more to birds and butterflies. "Let the soldiers return," thought the boy. "Roots are deep and seeds spread. One day the fence will disappear forever, and we will be able to walk again into the hills." And all God's children said, "Amen."
Great. Thank you, Philippa. Don't know why that's not going.
A child's garden.
No, you don't want that again. Right. It's her picture. That's why she's not going anywhere. Good. That's me again. Excellent. Sorry about that. So a story written by Michael Foreman. If you may remember that. Sorry. You may remember that Michael Foreman wrote the first book we heard. Do you remember 3 weeks ago? He wrote the dinosaurs book and all that rubbish. This was a much more recent book written, I think, in 2009. But anyway, we will have a think about that book in a while. But we come to our action song. And think about it. What action song? What's the only action song that we could really do this morning after that story? Have a think. Yes, of course, it is Faith as Small as a Mustard Seed. That's our action song. So we've given the band a week off. So it's Simon and me doing the actions. I will try and remember to do the right actions. I don't always do the same ones as school. Remember, we're going to be Faith as Small as a Mustard Seed is really small, quiet, soft, and then Mountains stuff is singing loudly. So on your feet, let's stand and sing together. Faith as small as a mustard seed. Thank you. Right, eventually, didn't we? Lovely, thank you. We will be thinking why that's relevant in a bit. But before we come to that, we are going to say our creed together. And today we have a sort of, I say, a formula, one that talks and reminds us very much about God as holy, as Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I wonder if you were at my assembly the other day, if you can just remember what those signs are that we did for Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We did Trinity as a triangle. We did Father as creator of the world. We did Son as who died on the cross. And we did Holy Spirit as dove, didn't we? So maybe you could do those actions as we say this creed together. So again, the words are going to come up on the screen in a minute. We say together in faith, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. We believe in God the Father, who created all living things. For by his will we were created and have our being. We believe in God, the Son, who was crucified. For by his death, he assures us of God's forgiveness for all people throughout history and geography. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who comes to comfort and inspire us and be God in our world today. Amen. Should just say that the Holy Spirit can either be the doves, the wings of the dove, or it can be the fire, or it can be the wind. So that's our action for the Holy Spirit. Now, returning to our theme, we have our Bible reading. I'm delighted that Nigel Palmer has brought our Bible reading to us. It's part of a psalm, and I hope as you hear it, you'll realize why it seemed the appropriate reading for us to hear this morning. Thank you, Nigel.
Good morning, everybody. Today's reading comes from Psalm 80, verses 7 to 19. Restore us, God Almighty. Make your face shine on us that we may be saved. You transplanted a vine from Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it, and it took root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. Its branches reached as far as the sea, its shoots as far as the river. Why have you broken down its walls, so that all who pass by pick its grapes? Boars from the forest ravage it, and insects from the fields feed on it. Return to us, God Almighty. Look down from heaven and see. Watch over this vine, the root your right hand has planted, the son you have raised up for yourself. Your vine is cut down. It is burned with fire. At your rebuke, your people perish. Let your hand rest on the man at your right hand, the son of man you have raised up for yourself. Then we will not turn away from you. Revive us, and we will call on your name. Restore us, Lord God Almighty. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved.
Thank you, Nigel, so much for that reading. Now I am very delighted to be introducing you to Evie and to Elliot. Welcome to you both. How are you doing this morning? All right, both okay?
Good. Yeah.
Excellent, good. Now, I'm particularly pleased to have these two people on today because I was told yesterday, I didn't know it, that Evie's second name is, what is it, Evie?
Hope.
Hope, which is what we're talking about. So that seems very appropriate. And I'm delighted Elliot's on because he was one of the inspirations for this whole sermon series, because I was at a meeting in school, a faith team meeting, and Elliot's on the children's faith team. And he was so good in that meeting, and he came up with some such brilliant ideas and expressed himself so well that I thought, these children are great, and we need to hear more from them. So no pressure now, Elliot, at all, after that big build-up.
No pressure.
No pressure. But anyway, I think you were listening to the story, I thought. Hope. What do you reckon, Evie, happy or sad story?
Happy sort of story.
Okay, I'll ask Elliot first. Happy or sad story?
I think it's a bit of both, really, because... Okay.
Tell me more, Elliot.
It sort of starts off a little bit. So obviously you're down in the dumps. There's this little boy. He's growing a plant, and you start off like, oh, okay. And then obviously the soldiers come. They chop it down. It's a bit like, it's almost like a part of him. They've chopped a bit of him down, and then so he's really sad. But then this girl comes and waters the plant on the other side, and that's just a really big high for me, because it just shows that if you work together, you can achieve more than just you by yourself, maybe.
Brilliant. Thank you. Evie, do you want to add a bit? I mean, obviously, Elliot said a lot of it, so that's quite hard. But just expand a bit more on your idea. It's a happy story.
Well, I just know that nothing's perfect. And so there's always going to be like some sad moments. But I know that eventually it all turned out well. The girl was watering the plant for the boy who couldn't reach it, and there's always a way to fix things and make it better.
Brilliant, thank you. And did you notice one thing I thought was nice in the story is all the illustrations at the beginning of the story were all in black and white, and they were sort of very muted shades, weren't they? And then what happened every time the vibe ended? Brilliant, sort of gorgeous, vibrant colours, weren't they? And the sort of mood of the story was reflected in the colouring of the pictures. I thought that was a nice way. It's a good way of, you know, young children much younger than you being able to sort of understand something. So that was rather good. That was great. Okay. So what's the message? You've given any other sort of messages that you think came through? I mean, the bit of the clue, isn't it, is on the book. It says, A Child's Garden, A Story of Hope. So what signs of hope did you see there? Let Evie go first, actually, this time, because you went first time, Elliot, if you don't mind. Go for it, Evie.
Well, it shows that even in, like, the sad times, there's always, like, hope there for everyone. There's always positivity. There's always something to look forward to, even if you can't see it yet. You just need to think about what to be grateful of what we have and not look at the negative things.
Brilliant, thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, if he hadn't spotted, he hadn't been looking around, if he'd just been looking, if the little boy had just been going around, you know, with his head down, not sort of looking around at all, he never even spotted the shoots, would he? Elliot, what do you want to add?
So it's a bit like you should always put a positive spin on it, because so this boy, he was devastated and he just felt like nothing could ever go right. But then he might have thought in his head, like, hang on, what can I do to make this better? I can maybe look for another plant and maybe other people will help me. And then it started getting better and better, and he started believing in himself.
Absolutely. And of course, he did something as well, didn't he? Because if he hadn't looked after the plant, if he hadn't watered it, if he hadn't nurtured it and taken care of it, it would have died. So he had to invest in it, didn't he? And because he was prepared to do that, good things flowed from it. So would you recommend this book?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. What, who would you recommend? Would you recommend it for little children or children of your age or your age, Evie, or adults or what?
Everyone.
Everyone?
Yeah. Okay.
Why?
Because it's something which everyone could learn something from, learn that, you know, there's always hope, there's always positivity. And from like babies to adults will understand that. And
brilliant, Evie, thank you. Elliot, any last moment, last word?
Especially people that might be a bit scared in these times, they might be a bit worried because obviously we've never really experienced in this generation anything quite as bad as before. There might be a little story just to pick themselves up, like chin up, you can do this, just stop feeling sorry for yourself.
Brilliant, fabulous. Guys, thank you so much. I'm sure everybody around Surbiton in and North Yorkshire, Malawi and beyond is offering, you'll see it all on the Facebook comments, lots of applause and gratitude for your thoughts. And indeed to all the people, young people who have offered their insight over this last month. It's been brilliant. Thank you so much. I'm gonna take you off stream, but bye-bye and thank you. Terrific, well done, all of you. Well done, bye-bye. Aren't they great? I don't really need to say anything after that. But I will. So let's just have a look at a few things to say. We are St. Matthew's Church, Surbiton. If you're joining us having not come to the building or not knowing anything about us, that's how you can get in touch with us. Please do drop me a line if you want to be in touch with us. It would be nice to hear from you. What else to say? Yes, next week, first Sunday of the month, we have birthdays. So if you are if it's your birthday coming up in July, then please do let me know. Tell your kit group facilitator or drop me an email. Also next week we are celebrating School Welcome Sunday when we get the reception children who are coming in September to join our service. And I thought it'd be fun if anybody who is in St. Matthew's School or used to be a pupil there could send me about 10 seconds, so it can't be much, just give me a 10 second video of what you like about school or your funniest moment or what you think is good about it or anything about it. Be great to be able to put some of those together for next Sunday. So a 10 second video, WhatsApp it to me or send it to me if you can. Thank you so much. That would be fun. Other notices, just to say that we had our first open church a couple of times this week. It will continue for the next few weeks to be open Tuesday afternoon only 2 till 4 and Saturday morning 10 till 12 if you want to pop in for private prayer. You'll have heard that we are going to be able to be open for services from next weekend. We are deciding not to do anything in a hurry. We've got to plan it. We've had no guidance from the National Church yet. So we, at the moment, have said there won't be any services of worship and at the very earliest until August. So in July, it will not. We will not have services in church. We will continue like this. We're going to have a Zoom call after this morning's worship to discuss the themes that have come from our book. So do join us with that at 11:45. The details should have come out to you from groups. If they've not, do drop me an email or put a Facebook request up and someone will send the answer to you. Anything else? Birthdays? I think we're all... That's everything I wanted to say. Brilliant. So let's just take off that banner now and have just a bit more of a think about the book that we heard. I think that book is really appropriate and good at this time for a couple of reasons. It works really well, doesn't it, with children on the level of hope, but it doesn't take too much for perhaps some adults to look at it further and to see in that story, a story reflecting some of the issues in the occupied territories, some of the issues between the Palestinians and the Israelis. The little boy being a Palestinian refugee. And it seems appropriate to have heard this story today because last Saturday, was World Refugee Day. And we will have recalled those who are living as refugees and some of the pictures in our book of the place where the little boy was living. This was where he spent his winter. Make you think about the plight of refugees across our world. So we have that to remember. And one of the things World Refugee was suggesting is simple acts, little small things that we might do to help us acknowledge refugees and decide how we might help them. And they actually suggested one thing we might do would be to plant a seed as a sign of hope. And the other significant date I want to bring to your attention is the 1st of July, which is this Wednesday. Now, many of you will be aware of the issues in Israel between the Palestinians and the Israelis, and in particular, the wall that's been constructed. It's in some places an 8-meter high wall. Imagine that, 26 feet concrete wall crossing between communities, and the Israelis say it's a barrier which saves lives, whilst critics call it a device to grab land. You might be familiar with some of the work of Banksy, who has put art on some of the wall. And it's interesting, in at least a couple of these, he's used the image of children, as indeed our book used, the innocence of children and their hope, and as a vehicle to express hope in that situation. The reason why Wednesday is significant is that it could be the first day upon which the Israeli government moved to incorporate more land behind the walls, incorporate it into under Israeli sovereignty, rather than leave it as to the Palestinians. So this is a really crucial time of tension in Israel, and our prayers are, you know, required, and we will be praying for that situation a little later. But the book's called A Garden of Hope, and it uses gardening as a metaphor, doesn't it, for nurturing world peace. And it's great that through the book, the boy stops being frightened of what the soldiers might do, because he says roots are deep and seeds spread. And that's a great message for the boy to have learned and for us to read in that book. One last word I want to leave with you, I'm conscious that time is short, is a lovely quote that I read recently, and it's about hope. And the quote is that hope is love stretched into the future. It's by a theologian, Miroslav Volf. Hope is love stretched into the future. And that's exactly what that boy and the little girl as well in the book were showing, love and commitment to peace and to hope. So let us remember that, and let us be praying for refugees, and let us be praying for the situation in the Middle East in these coming days and weeks. Hope is love stretched into the future. Delighted that William and Joan are going to lead us in our prayers. So over to them.
Good morning. We'll begin our prayers by saying together the collect for today, this third Sunday after Trinity. God, our Saviour, look on this wounded world in pity and in power. Hold us fast to your promises of peace, won for us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. So as we hold to God this wounded world in which we live, we pray especially for the people of Israel and Palestine, the people of a beautiful land, so dear to God and so special to our faith, representing for all people the promised land of God's blessing. Eternal God, in your love for this world, you have made places of great beauty, and so often where heaven is present, hell is not far away. This is the experience of your people. We recognize it in the world.
Today we hold before you that land on which your Son put his feet and first walked the path to heaven, across the terrain of the earth. Help us as we pray in solidarity, in faith and in humanity, with our sisters and brothers in the Holy Land, not to keep apart Palestinian and Israeli in our prayers, but rather to try with you and under your guidance to find a way of holding the broken pieces, that in our lives and through our prayers, some greater health, and some sign of wholesomeness might come, and a glimpse of your kingdom appear in our hearts and on this earth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. God of peace, encourage those who seek to establish a fair and just peace in the Middle East. Bless their efforts as they work to end conflict. Lead those who engage in violence to put down their weapons and to live in peace with one another.
God of peace and justice, rain down upon us your peace. God of peace and justice, let every heart be filled with peace.
Guide the leaders of the people of the Middle East to know your will and to support a just peace for all of your children.
God of love, God of hope, God of mercy, even as we long to understand what is often beyond our comprehension, we lay before you the hearts, minds and bodies of all those suffering from conflict in Palestine and Israel and from the ongoing occupation. Shower upon all the people of the Holy Land the spirit of justice and reconciliation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. We continue to pray for our world so drastically affected by the coronavirus pandemic. We pray for those who've died, for those who are in intensive care units, perhaps on ventilators, for those who are close to death in countries where there is inadequate health provision. We pray for health professionals and all carers and thank God for their commitment. We pray for scientists working to develop medicines to relieve the suffering and eventually to develop a vaccine to combat the virus.
Keep us, good Lord, under the shadow of your mercy. In this time of uncertainty and distress, sustain and support the anxious and fearful, and lift up all who are brought low, that we may rejoice in your comfort, knowing that nothing can separate us from your love, in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Shall we keep a short moment of silence for our own prayers? And we finish our prayers by saying together the prayers which Jesus himself taught, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you to William and Joan for those prayers. Before our final hymn, can I say that we are having our short service of Holy Communion immediately following the music after this service. You're very welcome, please, to join us. And then, as I say, our Zoom call will be at 11:45. Let's sing together our final hymn now. All my hope on God is founded.
us where we go. Love doth stand at his hand, joy doth wait on his command. Stay from God's you God eternal, sacrifice of praise be done. High above all praises praising for the gift of Christ his Son. Christ doth come and all, ye who follow shall not fall.
Just one final comment before our blessing. If you are interested in some of the issues about Palestine and Israel, but you just feel you don't know enough about it, we'll put some links on the website. But look at the BBC. They've got some really helpful background stuff, especially because of the events of next week. So do take a look there if you want to. But now our blessing. So may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and those for whom you pray, now and forevermore. Amen. Welcome back to this, our shortened service of Holy Communion. You will perhaps, I'll just get the bread and the wine so you can clearly see them. You will have noticed that because we had a psalm as our reading. We haven't heard gospel, a reading from Matthew, Mark, Luke or John. So I'm going to ask Simon, who many of you, well, some of you may not even know, but anyway, he's the one who's behind this service as well as me, but he's going to come and read out, do our gospel reading for us. So it's John 15, 5 to 8.
I am the vine, and you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So we come now to share the peace with one another. And we say together, we are all one in Christ Jesus. We belong to him through faith, heirs of the promise of the Spirit of peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you and also with you. And we offer a sign of peace, which we've become. And who knows for how long, offering a sign of peace to one another. Peace be with you. And so now, The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. It is right to praise you, Father, Lord of all creation. In your love, you made us for yourself. When we turned away, you did not reject us, but came to meet us in your Son. You embraced us as your children and welcomed us to sit and eat with you. In Christ, you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened his arms of love upon the cross and made for all the perfect sacrifice for sin. On the night he was betrayed at supper with his friends, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His body is the bread of life. At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His blood is shed for all. As we proclaim his death and celebrate his rising in glory, send your Holy Spirit that this bread and this wine may be to us the body and blood of your dear Son. As these holy gifts are eaten and drunk, make us one in Christ, our risen Lord. With your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of praise and lift our voice to join the eternal song of heaven. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. And I now invite you to say the words of spiritual communion together. Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits you have given me, for all the pains and insults you have borne for me. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, I ask you to come spiritually into my heart. O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may I know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly, day by day. Amen. Now Simon's going to receive the communion on your behalf. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. The body of Christ.
Amen. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. The blood of Christ.
Amen. We say together, Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights, give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. So let us now say the grace to one another. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.